Hello, this is Alicia Bosley with Empowered Business Entrepreneurs, and I have a very special treat for you today. A few months ago, I had the pleasure of meeting my new friend, Shadi Magan, at an event, actually with the Braveheart Women, in June of 2010. And we've been working over the telephone for the last several months to put together this interview so that we could really help you as an entrepreneur set your sights for a very positive 2011, but most importantly, a very healthy 2011. And so what I'd like to do right now is just give you a little bit of background on Shadi's expertise, and I think you'll be as fascinated as I have been on the information that she's going to be providing. Shadi Magan is a dietitian and a weight loss specialist with her expertise in diet and disease. Before opening her private practice, she was the head dietitian for the heart surgical unit of the prestigious St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica, California. Shadi has a very impressive background, and it includes providing nutritional assessments and diet therapy and education for acute care, diabetes, kidney disease, obesity, gastrointestinal disorders, eating disorders, AIDS, pulmonary disease, heart disease, gout, food allergies, and she has many, many patients with various other diseases and diagnoses. She also teaches her clients how to reach their weight loss goals by educating them about portion sizing and balanced eating, as well as how to end their emotional eating or overeating by differentiating between physical hunger and emotional hunger, and replacing that emotional overeating with more enjoyable and rewarding activities. Shadi herself has lost 40 pounds on her own weight loss program, and she's kept it off for the last 4 years. And I must say, Shadi, you looked fabulous when I saw you a few months ago.
Oh, thank you.
Most importantly, Shadi's clients do not gain their weight back, and they keep it off because all of their dietary as well as emotional issues have been addressed and resolved. In fact, 98 out of 100 of Shadi's clients are able to keep their weight off for good. She's able to teach her clients how to rid themselves of particular food cravings such as chocolate, alcohol, sugar, and caffeine. And in her private practice, she does work with adults and children, in fact, even celebrities and royalty, including the late Johnny Carson and a royal princess. So, Shadi, it's my pleasure to have you on this interview today and to be able to speak with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. It's really my pleasure. And I know that you've got some really exciting information, and we've put together this list of interview questions that we thought would really address the needs of most of us, in particular those of us that are entrepreneurs and really have a lot on our plate, and we want to look forward to the new year being very healthy and reaching our goals, not only through our businesses, but obviously our personal goals too. So what I'd like to ask you, as all of us are preparing for the upcoming 2011 year, many of us entrepreneurs want to know how to work toward reaching our business goals with high energy, health, and maximum quality of life. So, Shadi, what health advice would you give us to ensure us a healthier year filled with this energy and a renewed zest for life?
Well, number one, I would say start off every morning by eating a healthy breakfast. And that way you can start your day with great energy to apply to your best work and your business goals. When you skip breakfast or eat an unhealthy, sugar-laden, or high-fat breakfast, you'll feel sluggish and tired, and you'll have no energy to give to your work and to do your best work. So it's important to get in that first meal of the day and make sure that it's a healthy one. Number two, I would say eat a balanced diet from the six major food groups, which means that when you eat your meals, your larger meals, which are your main meals, should include foods from these six food groups. And these include the grains, the fruit, the vegetable group, the meat or protein group, the milk group, and the fat group. So eating balance from all of these food groups in the proper amounts will ensure that you get all the nutrients that your body needs to function effectively and at its highest, and for you to have its your highest energy level. If you don't eat balanced, you'll be lower deficient in nutrients, and therefore you'll have less energy, you'll feel sluggish, and you can't function your best. And another, the next thing that I would stress that is crucial is building exercise into your everyday life. Exercise gives you energy, it revs your metabolism, and it makes you healthier by preventing diseases such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, heart, and others. So, you get a lot of energy and positive energy from exercise that you can apply to your everyday, you know, business goals. When you have less energy and you don't exercise, you're actually less motivated and you won't function as well in your everyday professional or social life. So getting something like 3 to 4 times of exercise every day would help you.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you're saying every morning a healthy breakfast. Don't skip breakfast, and obviously we don't want it donuts or anything like that that's going to make us sluggish. And number two is eat a balanced diet every single day, taking in mind or consideration the 6 food groups. And three, you say exercise daily, but when you say exercise daily, you're suggesting throughout the day to try to get exercise. So would you suggest like at lunch or something to take a quick little walk or something like that?
Sure. That's exactly what I'm saying. After your lunch, just put on your tennis shoes and take an hour or however much time you have after your lunch so you can burn the calories and you can increase your energy too.
Okay, wonderful. Terrific. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are on a pretty tight schedule, including myself. So would you say, let's say we sit down, we have lunch for 20 minutes and we know we have about another 35, 40 minutes of, you know, that lunch hour we set aside. Is that still going to benefit us, 35 to 40 minutes of walking briskly, taking a walk?
Actually, yes. The recommended amount is about 30 to 45 minutes 3 times a week. So
okay.
It would fit right into that.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, terrific. And I know energy is a really important thing. And there's nothing worse than feeling sluggish and unmotivated, and especially when you're trying to start your new year as an entrepreneur and you have all these goals that you've set for yourself. So this is terrific advice. I'm taking all kinds of notes right now, Shadi. Well, the holidays are upon us, and it's been exciting. And, of course, with all of the holidays comes a number of parties. And there's tempting treats that may not be so friendly to our waistlines. So, Shadi, what do you recommend to us for being able to go out and enjoy the festivities and maybe partake in some of the treats but also maintain our weight throughout the holiday season?
Okay, there are a number of things that you can do to maintain your weight and enjoy the festivities and the treats at the same time. One of the main things is to eat a healthy, high-fiber snack before you go to the holiday party or event. This way, you won't be hungry and you won't be attacking the food table when you get there.
You must be watching me then. Okay, good.
So that's one tactic that you can use. Another thing is to exercise on the day of the party before the event. So that way you will have burned calories and you will make more conscious and healthy eating decisions when you're at the party. You'll say to yourself, oh, I worked so hard today. I exercised so much. Why should I go and have 3 more cookies after my dinner? Things like that. Another action that you can take is to basically stay away from the food table. Don't stand next to the food table as you will see everything that you like and it'll be very accessible to you. So you'll eat more and you'll you're more likely to grab the wrong foods. When you stand away from the table, it's less accessible and you can actually, entertain yourself take yourself away from the food by talking to some of the people at the party or dancing or doing other activities than just, you know, attacking the food table.
Okay.
Another thing that you can do is pick what you are going to cheat on. Okay, let's say you go to the party and you like to drink, but you also want to have a dessert. when you're at the party, you need to make that decision and say, okay, if you had already something to drink, like one or two alcoholic beverages, then you say, okay, I'm not going to have the dessert. You have your dinner and you skip the dessert. Or if you see something like, oh, you go to the party and you haven't drunk yet and you have a dinner and then you see the dessert table and you see something you like, then you say, let's say pumpkin pie, right, for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, oh, I really want that. So all you do is have the pumpkin pie and you don't drink alcohol.
Okay.
So that way, you know, you have less calories and you have cheated less.
Okay.
And the last thing, but not the final thing, which is a very important thing, is to use portion control. Use portion control in your food, and if you're having dessert, use portion control in that. That way you can enjoy things, but at the same time keep your waist small. So a good example of that would be, for instance, if you're having dinner, your carbohydrate portion of the dinner should be the size of your fist. So let's say you're having potatoes, should be the size of your fist, and it should be only that size, no more. Then when you have dessert, let's say you're having, there's pie, there's cookies, and you want some pie, okay? So you only have one slice of pie, not three slices, not two slices, but one after dinner, and that will be it. And that way you'll have enjoyed your dessert, not denied yourself, and also kept your waistline slim and trim.
Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. Would you say, with the holiday season, I know, you know, a lot of us make these commitments to lose weight right before the holidays, probably something difficult to do, but is it wise to consider a diet during the holiday season, or would you recommend an alternative time frame so it's likely to be more successful?
Actually, I think it's a great idea to start a diet during the holiday season, as weight gain is at its highest during the holiday season and during the holidays. Because this is mainly because people tend to overindulge the most during this time.
Okay.
This is when they go from, let's say, from Halloween to New Year's. Think of how many places we go to and how many parties we're invited to, the office parties, the personal parties. There's so many, and there's food around everywhere, and this is when we overindulge and we gain our most weight. So if you start a nice, healthy eating program or weight loss program around that time, you will reduce your calories and watch your weight. And even if you're not following the diet as you usually would at a different time, at least you will have maintained your weight and not gained the weight that you usually do during the holiday season. And another thing that is important is that it's a great preventative measure and an educational tool if you go see a dietitian during the holiday season, because the next holiday season that comes around, you will be equipped and you will know what to do. You will know all the tactics to use. Whereas if you go in the middle of the year, you know, you're just going to get a regular diet for what to do. And, you know, the holiday portion, you will not think of asking the person that you're with, asking the dietitian, you know, what should I do during the holidays?
Okay, very good. Well, you know, there must be thousands of fad diets that are on the market today. Shadi, in your opinion, what's the best diet program to follow, or is it really based on each individual?
Yes, it is really definitely individually based, because each person has a special set of problems and nutritional needs. Each person has a different medical history, a different height, different weight, age, sex, and gender. So the diet or the meal plan that's the plan for them, for the individual, is planned according to their problems, their needs, and their goals. So, for example, a person who has high cholesterol or heart disease has different needs and therefore will have a different diet than a person who just wants to lose 10 pounds. Or a person who's 5 foot let's say a man is 5'10" and he's 35 years old and he's physically active. So he wants to go on a diet, a weight loss diet. He will have a different energy and kilocaloric needs than a person, a female who's 5'4", who's 65 years old, who has diabetes and is inactive.
Okay, so it makes good sense to really educate yourself on securing a dietitian that can assess your personal individual needs and where you are so that you can be on a diet that gives you really the best chance of succeeding.
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Would you, Shadi, share with us your expertise on the difference between, you know, having a proper diet as opposed to a bad diet and how it might relate to limiting disease when you're eating the proper foods?
Sure. A balanced diet consisting of proper amounts of food from the six food groups, again, will make sure that you will get enough nutrients for your body so you will not be deficient and therefore prone to diseases like some of the diet-related diseases like diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and cancer. Okay, what happens is that when you miss some of the nutrients from these food groups by not having all of the food groups in your everyday diet, then you will be missing nutrients, and you will also will resort to eating junk food and bad food that are high in fat, high in sugar, high in sodium. And therefore, you'll be more prone to getting diseases such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Okay, so when you eat balanced, you will be more full and you'll be less likely to get diseases. You'll be much more healthy.
Now, one of the six food groups she says is the meat category. What if there, I know I don't eat meat any longer and haven't for a long time. So let's just say I'm eating a balanced meal in all of those other food groups and I do eat fish. So does that, you know, limit me or put me at a higher risk? Is there some way that I can replace that meat category with something else?
Yes. There, you mean you're a vegetarian?
Yes. No meat. I eat the dairy and fish, but just no chicken, turkey, beef, duck, anything like that.
Okay. Yes, of course there is. For example, if you're not eating red meat, you may be missing iron.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find iron in other foods. There are plenty of other foods that have iron in them, like spinach and lentils are great sources of iron in your diet. So yes, when you go see your dietitian, she can educate you about alternative sources that are not from animal.
Okay, great. Well, good. Well, I do my spinach every day, so that one's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Would you tell us what foods that you'd suggest or even a diet program that really helps us to increase our overall energy level? I know you said that in the morning it's really important to not skip your breakfast so that you can have that higher energy level and feel that motivation, but is there a particular type of food that will also help to boost our energy level?
Yes, of course there is, Alicia. I suggest and recommend to everyone to eat more fruits and vegetables, as a lot of the nutrients that we need for energy use in our body is found in these two food groups.
Okay.
For example, vitamin C is a vitamin that converts food into energy. So fruits such as oranges, kiwis, and other citrus fruits are great sources. Vitamin C can also interestingly be found in a lot of vegetables. So if you cannot have citrus fruits for some reason, you can have the vegetables and plant it in your diet in the proper amounts to get enough vitamin C. And these vegetables include things like tomatoes, cabbage, and broccoli. So a study was done about people who were low in vitamin C, and all they did was supplement their diet with one orange per day. And after 3 weeks, these people all had a remarkable difference in energy.
Hmm.
And just because of the vitamin C that was gotten from one orange, additional orange per day.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, yes. And then also, it's important to mention that dehydration is one of the most causes, one of the most common causes of fatigue. Okay, so drinking water is very important to keeping your energy level up and at its best. It's also important for weight loss. But water gets rid of dehydration and gives you energy. So those three things are the main critical, crucial things that you should include in your diet for overall energy level.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, this is incredible information. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Would you say that weight loss, does weight loss create a positive mindset? Once we get on their diet, I know I have been in a position personally, when I lost 10 pounds, and I have to tell you, I was on top of the world. So mm-hmm. would you say that weight loss provides a positive mindset and that it then is reflected in other things that you do?
Yes, Alicia, I would absolutely agree with you. Weight loss creates a positive mindset in that as you lose the weight, you've achieved a goal which in turn improves your self-confidence.
Okay.
You've achieved something and you say, oh, look at what I've done. So you're making yourself into a more positive person by achieving that goal and believing that you can achieve other things in other areas of your life, in your professional life and in your social life. For example, I had a client who came to me and she wanted to lose 30 pounds. She was overweight. So I said, okay. After 6 months, she lost the weight. And after she lost the weight, she came to me and she said, you know, I always wanted to be a size 2 because I wanted to model. And now I am. And you know what? I took my pictures today and I'm starting my modeling career. So she had not only reached her weight loss goal, mm-hmm. she had turned that into a positive, more confident energy for herself and applied it to her professional life and started a new goal for herself, whereas before she would have never imagined it possible.
Wow.
Okay.
That's incredible.
And, yeah. And also, what happens when you lose weight, another thing that makes you positive is that you have a more positive self-image of yourself and of your body. You like the way your body looks in and out of clothes. So you have a more positive image of yourself. And that makes you into a more positive individual and a confident individual socially and professionally. You look better in clothes, so you think, oh, I'm more attractive. I can get the more attractive guy, the guy that I want, and I can succeed professionally even better because, you know, your self-confidence is better.
Sure. Okay, that's terrific information. Well, here's the age-old question, Shadi. How do we keep the weight off once we lose it?
Okay. Well, you can keep the weight off once you lose it if you have the proper education and motivation. Right after you come off the weight loss plan, your dietitian should put you on a maintenance program, which basically teaches you how to keep your weight off, especially if you have, sometimes when you go back to cheating, because nobody's perfect and we all tend to cheat mm-hmm. after we come off the diet program. But there's a way that you can do it and that you can be taught so that you won't, you can make up for it and you won't do it as often.
Okay.
Okay. So every maintenance program is different. However, there are two things that need to be maintained in these programs, and you need to keep in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is portion control.
Okay.
Portion control is crucial to maintaining weight loss. The kind of diet that you had before you went on the weight loss cannot be practiced, and usually people who are trying to lose weight and go on a weight loss program, they learn how to control their portions, or they should. the professional should teach them how to control their portions and lower their portions. If you go back to the same way you were eating before you went on the diet and you were eating large portion sizes when you dine out, you know, when we dine out, restaurants have big portions. So if you're going back and eating the whole plate and not, you know, leaving out half the portions or, you know, eating enough portions for your weight, then you will gradually gain the weight back on. So it's important to watch the portion control. Another thing is to exercise. Keep exercise in your life for at least 3 to 4 times per week, because exercise revs your metabolism, so it keeps your metabolism working all the time, and it burns calories. And this is what we're mostly concerned with. You have to, when you maintain, your calories in and your calories out should be the same. And, you know, the professional you go to will teach you all these different things, or should teach you all these different things. Calorie in should be equal to calorie out on a maintenance diet.
Okay.
And exercise comes as a big factor.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, that's terrific. And I know, let's face it, especially here in America, we love to eat and indulge. And, you know, there's nothing that was more evident. I went to Italy not too long ago, and I was just amazed that I didn't see any sign of obesity there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible. But the one thing that I did notice is that that people didn't appear to overindulge, and they walked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they were exercising. I mean, they were walking to the train station, walking to and from work, riding bicycles. So it was really, really interesting, the lifestyle there and how different it was. And there was none of those Italian people were obese. It was just amazing.
That's right. In Europe, this is the way it is. The exercise not only burns calories, it's also curbing their appetite and their craving.
Oh, very, very good. Well, Shadi, what recommendations do you have for us for the new year, 2011, that's really going to change our lives for the better?
Okay. Well, number one of the most crucial things is to keep your weight down so as to prevent chronic diet-related diseases and other diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, and cancer. If you don't get these diseases, you're likely to live much longer, okay? And weight and a poor food intake or a high fatty diet is all linked to all these diseases. So keeping your weight down is important.
Okay.
Another thing to do is to make a lifestyle change that includes eating healthy, nutritious foods and incorporating physical activity into your everyday life. Changing your lifestyle is crucial to have a better life. If you want to be healthy, you need to eat healthy and you need to exercise. And that's a whole different lifestyle than somebody who's sedentary and just eating whatever they want. And so these are some of the things that are very important for you to have a better and longer life.
Wonderful. You know, one of the things that I teach entrepreneurs and explain to them is the number one reason for failure in business statistically is lack of skills. They don't have the proper skills or the education. And it really sounds like that's where we need to be in regards to having a better, a healthier life at a good weight that limits our disease and such, is really to be educated by an expert in the field and such as yourself, a dietitian who really understands you know, the direction that they need to give each individual. And it has to be customized, that depending on who you are, your age, whatever it is, your background, your health background, whatever it is, that really needs to the most for the best success is that it's that diet is incorporated, that you incorporate is based on your own individual needs, and you as a dietitian can do that, correct?
Correct. That's exactly the way it needs to be done. It needs to be individually based, and the client needs to be educated and motivated step by step.
Okay, wonderful. So what I would be thinking right now, if I was listening to this interview and I was limited in my self-confidence or my energy level or frustrated with my weight, is that I needed to make a decision for the 2011 year to really hook up with a dietitian and get set, and now's as good a time as any. So what I'd like to do, Shadi, is I would like to provide your contact information to our listeners so that they can reach out to you. And it doesn't matter, you're located here in California, but you can provide advice and direction via the telephone, correct, to anybody throughout the who can pick up the phone and call you, correct?
That's correct. I can speak and give diet education to anybody in the States or out of the country.
Perfect. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give your email address and your phone number, as you've already previously given me permission to do. So let me do this first. Your phone number, your office phone number to reach out to Shadi Mogan is 310-475-6262. And I'm going to repeat that, 310-475-6262. Or they can email you directly at your, it's your first and last name, it's Shadi Mogan, and I'm going to spell that, it's S-H-A-D-I-M-A-G-H-E-N at gmail.com. Shadi, you are just a wealth of information. I've been scribbling and taking notes frantically on this interview, and so I've got some incredible good information, and I know that our listeners who have sat in on this interview and listening to what you have to say are certainly going to appreciate all of your expertise and advice. So I want to say thank you so much. And for you listeners out there, I urge you to pick up the phone, call Shadi so that you can schedule a time to meet with her. She's a very experienced dietitian. As I mentioned, one of her clients was the late Johnny Carson, and also a royal princess. So you can see the caliber of people that she works with for clients and such. But again, her phone number is 310-475-6262. I urge you to consider picking up the phone and calling her so that you can really make a difference in your life, your personal life and your business life, because when you feel good about yourself, it shows in everything that you do. So with that, again, Shadi, I'd like to say thank you so much. It's been my sincere pleasure to have the opportunity to interview you.
And Alicia, thank you very much for taking the time for this interview. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I wish everybody a healthy and happy new year.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Shadi.
Bye-bye.